is Candy Cosplay, and you're listening to We Got the Geek.
Hot town, summer in the city. Back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah.
We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
All right, welcome to another episode of the Geekly Session. Woo. This is Jay Stu. I'm here with the wonderful, the talented, the lovely...
You're sucking up for something.
Sarah J.
What do you want?
So this week, we are here at Dundurn Castle in Hamilton.
It's so beautiful here.
We walked around, seen some of the sights.
Yes, the garden.
Cool garden.
We got to come back for the tour of the inside of the castle.
So if this isn't called a gate thing, is this like an archway?
It's an archway.
Okay.
You're funny.
I'm learning.
Yes, you are.
We're here for the annual...
Cosplay picnic.
Cosplay picnic. Every year it's organized by our friend Alexandra. This is our this is the second one we were at. It is a lovely day here, lovely balmy day.
Yeah, it's hot, but there's a nice breeze.
That's right. A lot of our cosplay friends are here. We're gonna get a chance to talk to some of them, including our friend Lauren, who we haven't seen in about 9 months. The Lauren Show is her cosplayer name.
Yes, and she's awesome. And she's here as Ace Ventura from the first movie.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we'll have
a lot to catch up with her.
Yep.
And one of these days we'll take the Dundurn Castle tour.
Can we?
Yeah.
That would be awesome. And it's haunted, too, by the way. And they filmed part of Crimson Peak here with Tom Hiddleston.
Do tell.
Just saying. Guillermo del Toro is awesome. Put me in a movie, sir.
Is he the Hellboy guy?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I like that movie.
Guillermo del Toro is fantastic. I love him. He is a genius. Please put me in a movie.
Please put Sarah J. in a movie. She's a talented actor.
I am a trained actor.
She's a trained actor.
I am professional.
She's good with the camera, too, if you need some help there.
Yeah, right. No. Mr. del Toro does not need any help with the camera work, okay?
Oh, is he his own camera person?
No. No. He hires people, but he knows his vision, and I'm okay with that.
All right. Well, that's cool, then. Don't hire her for a camera person. Hire her for her acting skills and maybe craft services because okay. She's a great cook.
Now you're just digging there, honey. Craft services. Thanks.
I was giving you a compliment.
I can bake squares. It'll be fine.
Cool.
Anyway.
Tom Hiddleston will enjoy the squares.
I love Tom Hiddleston. He is a... wonderful actor and very nice gentleman, and he's a sweetheart, and I would love to work with him someday.
Well, he's not going to be playing Loki anymore, so
I know.
I'm sure he has some free time for you.
Probably. I could play his older sister
or his wife.
Or his wife. Just saying.
Anyhow.
Because I'm cute as a button, darn it.
Yes, you're cuter than a buttercup.
Aww, thank you. And I'm more lively. Anyway,
we'll be back after this, and we'll be back with some of our cosplayer friends here at
Dundurn Castle.
Dundurn Castle.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Kristen Hunter, also known as Kiki, is a Canadian artist specializing in polymer clay creations. Being a geek at heart, most of her work is nerd-themed. Kristen has several lines of geeky creations, including steampunk, comic, and video game-inspired work, as well as sushi-themed jewelry. Kristen is always excited to create the perfect custom piece for any theme or occasion. Please check out her website at kikiscustomcreations.com.
I'm ready to go in, Coach. Just give me a chance. I know there's a lot riding on it, but it's all psychological. Just got to stay in a positive frame of mind. I'm going to execute a button hook pattern super slow-mo. Let's see that in an instant replay. Three fifty-one. Rover, sit, hut.
All right, we are back here at Dundurn Castle in Hamilton. Woo-hoo. With the lovely Sarah J.
Hi.
And Crimson Peak.
I said that over there with our introduction. I'm like, this is where Tom Hiddleston and Guillermo del Toro were filming Crimson Peak.
He looked so handsome.
And Jessica Chastain. Yeah. I'm so happy. I met one of the cast of it already.
Yay!
She held Chase. Yes. When I found out she was filming in Port Hope, I was like, Chase, we could have gone to Port Hope today. They're filming till tomorrow.
I know.
So I'm waiting until they go back. I
want to
go meet them.
Me too.
Let me know
so
when
badly.
You're going.
Yes.
I'll drive.
Yeah. We will carpool.
I need Bill Skarsgård.
Oh, yes.
He's going to be like, can I touch you? Now, can you go touch your brother?
Ouch.
Okay, before this gets out of hand, let's do some introductions.
Okay. Too late.
So to my right, we have a wonderful friend of ours who's been on the show many times since we started.
Yes.
It's great to have her back. We're here with Candy Cosplay.
Hello!
To her right, we have our good friend and good person to talk to, Miss Loki Quinn Cosplay.
Hello!
I always want to say your old cosplay name, and I got to tell myself in my head not to do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It doesn't exist anymore.
That's right.
It's her dead name.
It's my dead name.
It's her dead name.
It's like Kryptonian cosplay with it for me.
Yeah. Because now you're... And to Loki Quinn's right...
I feel like we should have a really good intro for you, because we haven't seen you in so long. We haven't seen you in 9 months.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah. In 5 years we've been doing the podcast, not only were you my first cosplay interview, not only were you the first cosplayer I became friends with, you were on 3 of our Geekery Cons.
Wow. Yeah.
You hosted a Star Wars show for us once.
Yes.
And it's just been an honor knowing you. Aww. It's been an honor knowing all you guys, by the way.
Thank you.
We have the Lauren show with us.
Woo-hoo! Holy testicle Tuesdays, and I'm glad to be here.
She's Ace Ventura. And I think
She's something. Blue 42.
I think right off the top, we have to say, hope you're all having a good 30th anniversary of Die Hard.
Oh, my gosh. Yippee-ki-yay, mother...
Oh, no, you can swear.
Motherfuckers. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfuckers. I am so happy that this movie came out after I was born, so I can officially say I'm older than Die Hard.
Oh,
guys. I am much older than Die Hard.
I gotta say, I found out you can request shows on Netflix.
What?
They have a page where you can go and request. You can request 3 at a time. So I went in, I went, Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 3. Enter. Die Hard 4. Die Hard 5. You know what? The entire Die Hard series. Enter.
Well, you are our John McClane.
Oh my god, I didn't know you could do that with Netflix. I have to go home now.
It's brand new.
I have to go on the computer. Son of a bitch.
Have you ever thought about doing a John McClane cosplay?
I actually was thinking about doing it for your wedding and making Tim a Hans Gruber.
Nice.
Oh, The Rock just did it in his new movie.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet.
You mean for the actual wedding?
McClane? Pardon?
For the actual wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
McClane's gonna be at the wedding.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like in the
case
wife
they're finger? Terrorists.
You never know.
What the?
Oh.
Wet feeder jeans. Maybe a ball cap.
For people who don't see what's going on, my one best friend is carrying my husband on his back, and they're chasing our cousin around.
And her husband's dressed as the most marvelous woman I've ever seen.
Very sexy. Very sexy.
Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. Andrew's a woman.
So if you hear random, like, yelling and screaming behind us, that's probably what it is.
It's because, the cosplay picnic is happening.
Boys.
I haven't even thought of Ace Ventura in years.
I honestly say Holy Testicle Tuesday, at least, as I was saying earlier, at least once a month or on Tuesdays.
How it happened was she posted she was coming, and I posted a GIF of Ace Ventura in this outfit going, yeah! And then I'm like, you should really cosplay this. And then she's like, oh, I'm coming as a purge. I'm like, that's cool, too. And then she wrote me, is like, I'm dying a tutu pink.
I used my son's Crayola marker and cut it up the inside and stuck it in a bucket and stuck this in. And I'm like, this worked out perfectly. I need to get my son new markers.
The sacrifices our family makes for our cosplay.
Right? And they don't even know it.
Chase, I have burned your marker.
Oh,
sorry.
Chase has actually sacrificed many of his things.
Andrew's had sacrificing.
Miley has too.
Yeah, Hunter has. And
husband is not child, but we were at Fan Expo and I forgot my under bracers for my Loki costume.
Oh, jeez.
And I looked at him. I'm like, you have a black shirt. Give me it. And he's like... And he's wearing it. And he's like, here, I rip it apart.
I'll buy you a new one.
Oh, my God.
I've done that to many ones of my shirts. And,
yeah.
But Miley's sacrificed things. I won't lie.
My son doesn't know. Well, the one time I came as Beetlejuice to Fan Expo.
Oh, jeez.
And Betty Juice, as I made her, a high school version from the comic or the cartoon series.
Oh, cool.
And because he could transform into anything he wants.
Yeah.
He did do Betty Juice. But my son had one of those wooden worms that moves coolly.
Yeah.
And I took it, and I painted it white, and then I painted it dark or light purple, and then I put dark purple on it to make it a sandworm, and my son comes home, and it's hanging from the pole in my bathroom where my curtain is, and my son's like, isn't that mine? I'm like, I'll buy you a new one. I haven't been able to find one since.
I think your best friend killed your husband.
Now you know what he secretly does at Red Lobster.
I feel like I'm seeing a caveman here who knocked out the woman he wants and is carrying her off to his cave.
Yeah, that's just what happened.
The things that are happening around us.
Grog want.
It's pretty awesome. We got a Popeye and an olive oil. There's a sweet pea.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome today. Miss Marvel came out of nowhere, so
I think
she was trying to protect us from Thanos.
Possibly.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
I don't see any piles of dust.
No one snapped their fingers, so that was good.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys were talking about the sacrifices your kids and husbands and stuff have made. You guys are so creative. Like, I don't have a creative bone in my body.
You do. You have the creative ability to make this podcast.
Exactly. Ha ha.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's still creative and art.
She wins.
Yes.
She wins.
All right, I'll take it. Football's going to take someone's eye today.
I've been taken out by a football.
Keep waiting for it to go back into my face.
Oh, my God. I have to start recording when you do that now, because just in case...
Yeah, I want her to boomerang it. Watch that, boomerang her. Let's see. If it doesn't, fall flat into the ground.
Oh, you guys.
With the creativeness, when I started this, I didn't think I was very creative.
I'm going to get the...
My first costume was bought, and I didn't at all feel creative, and then I went to my first... Comic-Con, which is Fan Expo, like 8 years ago. And I remember seeing everyone, and I'm just like, oh my God. I saw a woman who made an entire dress out of Magic the Gathering cards.
Oh, I remember her.
I remember that.
Yeah. And the amount of costumes that I've seen at Anime North with duct tape.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just, like, so flabbergasted about how amazing people are.
Creative they are.
With just the simple tools that they can get.
All you guys.
Arby's has recently been putting out, like, little nerdy things, like, on their site, and everything's made out of, like, the food boxes. Yeah, so they had an Attack on Titan one. They had a whole suit of armor.
Arby's.
The roast beef place?
Yeah, they had a whole suit of armor made out of their... burger boxes at Anime Expo.
That is cool.
I just recently passed.
Cool.
They're catering to us.
Wow.
We're taking over the world.
Finally, about time.
I'll tell you guys this. We did a little video thing in high school, like back before Lauren was born. And I had to make a Batman costume overnight. And this is how creative I got. I had a paper bag for a mask and a garbage bag for a cape.
That works.
That's what I did.
Thanks.
Look, nothing like Batman.
I sent you my paper bag cosplay.
Did you?
Remember when I was in the Toronto Comic Con? I was at Toronto Comic Con or Fan Expo. I sent you me with the paper bag on my face and said it was my best cosplay yet.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
We carved this face in, and then when we left the hotel, we left it on top of the TV stand.
Oh, my God.
I did the paper bag princess one.
Yes.
Oh, I served out an hour before it ripped.
Oh,
yeah. Good thing I had a bathing suit on underneath.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing, yeah.
Yeah. Bending down for children. Had little children losing their minds.
Do you want to talk where you're going?
Yeah, let's all get jealous.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I am leaving on Wednesday to go to San Diego Comic-Con. Ooh. Be jealous, everyone.
Be jealous. Yeah.
I'm so jealous. I'm going to
take
your
ticket.
I'm just going to throw this out there since Lauren is with us. There is a 20th Century Fox booth there that's going to be giving away Die Hard Christmas cards.
Oh, my God. You got to get me one. Maybe three.
See what I can do.
Maybe four of them.
Five. There was five movies.
I think all the complications of getting all the really cool stuff. So.
Oh, God.
I'm going to do my best to get some cool stuff.
Just the fact that you're going is just cool.
It's impressive.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Those tickets go in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like the BlizzCon one.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Hunger Games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be there before they log on, like go live. And
that's
it's
how
like
it was
trying
with New York.
To get the classes you want there, like, for college.
They're releasing more tickets for New York. On Tuesday, I think.
I'd love to go to New York Comic Con.
Your hubby's pants are down.
That's my next one that I'd love
to
do.
We all look over at him.
Why am I looking over there?
Pants are down.
Andrew, take it off.
No, keep it on.
We need the music.
I'm just kidding.
We need the music.
Yep.
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
Pony.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Oh boy.
Yeah. I'm so jealous. Right. You're San Diego Comic Con.
You've sold me on going to Montreal next year.
Oh, I love it there.
I can't wait to go.
Montreal Comic Con is so nice and so chill. Like,
oh yeah.
You walk in there and you're like, where is the security? Like, why is nobody attacking me to look at my bag? What is going on? Like,
oh,
it's just so relaxed.
Well, did you have balloons or?
Did not have balloons.
I guess you didn't have a.
It's like a.
What's that? Duct? You weren't wearing a duct costume.
I was
either.
Not.
Yeah, because me and you both got in trouble at Niagara Falls Comic Con for the two most stupidest things.
Right?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that.
I was Cheryl at Niagara Falls Comic Con like 4 or 5 years ago, and I got in, I waited in line, and I had pictures with half the staff and people walking by. And I was with a guy who looked like Daryl Dixon. And as we were going in, some girl who was dressed up as Beth was, her mother was coming out. The girl was in the washroom, and she was like, oh my God, my daughter's really gonna want a photo with you. Can you wait? And I wasn't wearing my glasses, so I was like, I gotta stay with you. I don't know where the GCE booth is. And as I was waiting there, someone came up to me and they were like, no, you can't wear this. And I'm just like, well, okay, like, what do you want me to do? And they're like, we need you to go home and change. I'm like, I came from Hamilton.
Oh, my God.
No, they're like, do you have, like, a shirt you can put on? And I'm just, like, watching a girl who is just body painted with underwear and, like, nip stickers go walk in. I was like, she's okay, but I'm not.
Wow.
This is a family-friendly event. So she's okay, but I'm not. And then because I dropped a booth's name, they started calling higher-ups. And this woman, she was in, like, the glass booth on the way, like, outside. And she's, like, staring me up and down. She's talking on the phone. And then she comes out, and she's like, all right, so you're with a booth?
They break that.
Yeah. And they're like, and you have more tape? Yeah, they're like, we're going to need you to cover up more. And I was like, all right, well, I'll go cover up my boob. And some other guy who's a security comes out of nowhere and is like, no, we don't want you to do that. So apparently they were really peeved off because I had an X, a full, like, X over my boobs. They didn't want that. They just wanted a square.
What?
Yeah, so I made the square smaller than I made the X's.
Nice.
It's a square.
That's like
us. And I had a Magneto changing room.
It's like us with the balloons. They let her go
the balloons
in.
Balloons were ridiculous.
Yeah, they let her go in. Don't even say anything to her with her balloon.
Oh, my
let
God.
Let our friend go in with his. Don't even say anything to him. It was get candy.
Good Lord.
She's the one that's going to scare kids. Let's get her out of here.
They probably thought it was a child.
They probably did it.
You are child size.
Because I was wearing the raincoat, so you don't see my boobs there.
Right?
It's all like, you know.
Don't bully the little child.
And I had like the hood on and everything.
And the following years that I've come to Niagara Falls since, when security sees me, they're like, oh, you were that chick from Archer. Why are you wearing so much clothing?
Because
I come in body suits
now.
Gave
me a hard time the last time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Yeah, we have a
and they featured me on their site
now.
For 8 months.
Oh, geez.
9 months, yeah.
Wow.
I was,
Lord.
I was featured in the countdown to Niagara Falls.
So make up your mind.
There, right?
Yes. We have a new person here at the podcast now.
We have Alex with us, who once again organized this wonderful picnic.
I was doing a photo shoot. I'm back.
Thank you for having this again.
Yeah, super fun.
I'm going to be back.
Thank you for the picnic.
Oh, no, I got to go do a photo shoot. So
yes.
We're going to have this lovely lady, who you'll introduce, replace me.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you for being with us.
Yes, no problem.
We'll see you before we leave.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Good luck.
Stop you later.
All right.
And she means that.
All right, we can do this in the middle of the interview.
Yeah, why not?
All right, so you've helped us out a number of times over the last 5 years.
Yes.
You were at all four of the Geekery Cons.
Yes.
In fact, I met you because you messaged me about the Geekery Con the first time. We met at Con Bravo.
Yeah, Con Bravo when
ago.
I was the CL, yeah.
That's right.
That was
so,
meeting.
Last year we started to give away these certificates.
Yes.
Sort of like an honor roll kind of deal. And these two lovely ladies, Lauren and Tanith, both have them. So, read what we have here, Sarah, and you can present it to Alexandra.
Okay. Honorary member of We Got the Geek. The certificate is awarded to Angelic Luca Cosplay in recognition of going above and beyond. I should, know this off by heart by now.
So, this is for you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
We've tried to give it to you a few times this year, but we keep missing it.
Well, this is the perfect time, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Picnic and everything? Yeah.
Picnic.
Picnic. That's Yogi Bear, right?
Yes. Picnic y'all would be, too.
Picnic in the baskets.
That's right. Speaking of which, I meant to mention this in the intro for you. That same FrostCon, or not FrostCon, Con Bravo. I'm going to do a lot of editing on this one.
Yeah, you are.
At that same Con Bravo, we interviewed you in the Magneto costume.
Yes.
Currently, that is our most listened to segment on the podcast of anything we've ever recorded.
They go for the outfit.
So that's impressive.
I am super honored. I had fun. That was my very first interview.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yay.
I very much appreciate you guys including me.
Of course.
All these years.
Yay. Of course. And then I was going to mention the favorite segment I ever recorded with you had to have been the one outside the Geekery with Alfonso and Tamara and Steve-O. That got way out of hand.
Yeah.
Way fast.
Out of hand. But it was glorious.
Don't they all get out of hand?
Yeah. But that's what makes it so much fun.
Exactly.
You never know what's going to come out of anybody's mouth.
We are not boring.
No, that's why I have you guys back on.
Yeah.
All the time.
I recently did a run where you run 5K through mud.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
You get really muddy, you army crawl, and then they send you in a lake, and you have to swim.
Cool.
I want to do that.
And then you go through, it's all these blow up obstacles, and it's so fun. And if you don't feel comfortable doing it, you can just walk around.
Oh.
They do have that opportunity. But
sounds
honestly,
like the zombie
so
mud
fun.
Run that they do in the falls.
Yes, and I really want to do that, but
so
I have baseball playoffs that weekend. And
oh, wow.
What's more important?
Baseball.
Damn it.
I know. I'm so sorry. But I play all season just to get there.
Okay. I was going to ask you, do you guys still do the charity sporting events?
Cosplay Cup is coming back.
Yay!
I did have a break for it for a while, but I have been planning a sort of... I had my son's birthday recently, and he did, an egg toss and tug-of-war. So I want to, make it fun like that, and I have tires that people
see,
can
see, we could do those ones.
Yeah, so I thought I'd make it more fun, and I've also decided to stop doing it in Toronto and start doing it in the Hamilton and Burlington area, so it's closer for more people.
Yeah, because that was our problem, being able to go to Toronto, and it was hard, so...
And getting there, it's Toronto traffic is poop, and the transit's closed half the time right now. But, yes, I wanted to bring it back, rejuvenate it.
Woo-hoo!
I might even give it a new name. I'm not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
I vote for a new name.
It needs a new name. It needs a revamp.
And we still have that table we won, of the Archie table that we made. And it's going in our apartment.
Ooh.
It's going to be in the front hall.
Oh, I'm so happy.
And I'm going to get a little dish, and it's going to be where we put our keys.
I guess I can say this now. I want to break into the Geekery and steal that Star Wars lamp you made. I'm going to John McClane through the window and take that Star Wars lamp.
Do it.
All right, so let's wrap things up before we insult the world.
I was getting too good.
Cheers, the Geekery.
Whoa.
Sorry.
All right, so...
Knocked out little Alex.
I can with this ball.
So, Alex, thanks again for having us. How many years have you been doing this picnic, by the way?
This is five now?
Probably 2008, 2009.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow, I came in late. I've been here for like 5 years.
So. Three.
Three?
Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Welcome aboard. I brought this one in.
Yeah, the very first year we had like five people. They were only my friends.
Oh, right.
And so how much of this expanded over the last few years?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, like the first year I came, it was like maybe 15 people or something. Mm-hmm. Still a good time. Yeah. Well, bows and arrows, and we're shooting each other.
Yeah. Nice. Oh my god, my friend Ron kept shooting arrows at me and my photographer. My photographer got so mad. He was not happy.
Well, thanks for having us and for sending us the invite. We had a great time, and you guys always put on a great show, and I'm sure we'll see you around soon. Tanith, I know you got to go. Always wonderful to see you.
Thank you.
Fan Expo, maybe? Is that where we'll see you next?
Sag and Doe.
Oh, Sag and Doe. Sag and Doe, August the 10th, 2018.
I won't be able to stay late. I have a bachelorette party that starts in the morning and goes tonight the next day.
Wow.
Yeah. I have to work the next morning.
Oh,
damn. Okay, I will be there just in my 80s garb.
Cool. Yeah,
because cosplay wherever we go.
Yeah, we gotta figure out our cosplay. Yeah. I'll even like give you that one if that's the one you want to do. You have better boobs than me.
I don't. No, I'm good. Any Madonna? I was just planning on doing Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna.
That's what we were all planning to do.
I know. It's like everyone shows up as Madonna. Who wore it best?
Good Lord.
And it was great seeing the Lauren Show again as well.
Yay,
let's not make it another 9 months.
Yeah. No, yes, I know I've been lacking on the appearances lately.
But we have to, though.
Yeah.
People are busy, and it's just hectic.
Yes.
So it's hard to...
Yeah. I'm hoping next year I'm able to go more and do stuff.
Well, I keep saying this every time I interview one of you guys. Sarah and I are working on a top secret project. We're working on a secret project for 2019.
Top secret.
And I'm sure we'll need all of your help.
I'm coming.
We're always in.
I'm down.
Yay! Excellent. Okay. And on that note, before I step on Sarah's toes again.
Yeah, don't do that.
Thanks a lot, guys. We appreciate
it.
Love you guys.
Us.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.